time once again for the word of the day. This is where we teach you a simple word from the annals of science and explain what it means. The word of the day, please.
The word of the day is Lactobacillus bulgaricus.
Lacto what? The word of the day is supposed to be simple.
Okay, how about this one? Yogurt.
Yogurt. Well, that's easier on the tongue.
And good all the way through the digestive tract. You may have heard people saying that yogurt is health food, but did you ever wonder why that is?
Something tells me it begins with lacto.
Right you are. To qualify as actual yogurt, two live strains of bacteria have to be present, Lactobacillus bulgaricus and Streptococcus thermophilus. The bacteria are added to turn the milk into yogurt.
Yuck! You mean I've been eating living bacteria all these years?
Yes, you have, and it's a good thing. A lot of people don't understand that there are good bacteria and bad bacteria. The good ones live in our digestive systems and help us break down the food we eat. They also produce natural antibiotics that drive out the bad bacteria, kinds that can give you diarrhea, cramps, and worse. In addition, the bacteria in yogurt break down lactose, which makes yogurt easier to tolerate for people who are lactose intolerant and don't drink milk.
I assume those bacteria have long names too.
I'll skip the names. The point is, some bacteria are good for you, and real yogurt is chock full of them. Just be sure to look for the word active on the label to be certain you're getting the kind that's both yummy and alive.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from Alice Fly in Applied Health Sciences. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.